Joining us now from Oregon, a man with a plan. In fact, a man named Dan with a plan, the Dan Plan. 10,000 hours away from golfing immortality. We told you about this story earlier last week. It's a compelling story. We're going live for a look-in right now. Dan McLaughlin joins us on the phone. Hello, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
So, how's it going?
Oh, you know, it's hit and miss. Right now, just kind of grinding away and trying to get that contact down and get that full swing down. But the plan's going wonderfully every day.
What hour are you in right now, Dan, of the 10,000-hour plan?
Yeah, I'm approaching 1,500. I'm in the upper 1,400, so roughly about 1,470.
Okay. Now, for those that don't know the story, Dan read the book by Malcolm Gladwell titled Outliers that had a theory in it that excellence in anything is about 10,000 hours of diligent work away. And Dan said, wonder if I could become a pro golfer in that 10,000 hours. And I was shocked that you had never played golf before. You're really handicapping yourself from the start there, Dan.
Yeah. The way I like to put it is I'm going from scratch to scratch in 10,000 hours.
Right. So you'd never played golf before. You were of average height. You were not any kind of athletic virtuoso. Can you break 100 already after 1,500 hours of practicing?
Well, see, it's a yes and no answer. The way we're approaching it, after my coach and I, after talking with a handful of performance experts and people who have been in the golf industry for years, we came up with this idea to work away from the hole. So we actually started putting a foot away from the hole, and then as I got to a success zone, I got to move away. So currently I'm playing from 100 yards, and I have a pitching wedge, a 56 degree, and a putter. And sometime this week or next week, I'll actually get an 8-iron, and then the plan is to get basically a new club once a month from here till about next year when I'll actually be playing golf.
So you've never played a complete round in your life?
I've never played 18 holes of true golf.
Okay.
My brother and I played a couple par 3 9 holes in Omaha, Nebraska years ago, but that's as close as I ever got. When I started April 15th of 2010, I had my first lesson, and basically we went over whether or not I'd be left or right-handed. So that's how much I knew about golf.
All right. Now, how many people have said no chance to you? Everybody?
You know, I think that the thing is nobody's quite tried anything like this. So everybody's realistic enough about it to me. And, you know, they're obviously not delusionally telling me that it's going to be an easy journey. But at the same time, I think that, you know, people are generally encouraging. And they might say that there's zero chance of making it, but everybody, you know, likes the underdog story, and I really appreciate the support that I've been getting.
By the way, if you want to support Dan, the website's called thedanplan.com, thedanplan.com. I believe you are humbly accepting donations if people do want to donate to the cause. And you said you've got a team of guys helping you out in terms of coach, mental coach, nutritionist, physical trainer. What do you got on your staff?
Yeah, you know, I kind of put together a good team. I have a great golf coach, swing coach, Christopher Smith, who's out in North Plains, Oregon, at Pumpkin Ridge Golf Course, and a physical therapist that's kind of developing the strength plan to get me up to being able to actually swing that driver and get 300 yards, Sean Daly down in Lake Oswego, Oregon, and then a handful of consultants, different sports psychologists, and people that I talk to, you know, either once a week or once a month to make sure I'm staying on track, both mentally, physically, and you know, actually going towards my goals.
Once you read about, okay, 10,000 hours, I'm wondering what was the runner-up of, well, if I don't do golf, then I could also try this and see if I could become an expert. What else did you seek out that you thought, this would be really hard, but if I give it 10,000 hours, I might be able to get it done?
Well, you know, it came down to the two different fields either being athletics or music.
Yeah.
To do something creative or physical. And golf, of course, won, and I'm very glad it did because I love this game. I think it's not even a game; it's a lifestyle. But that's a whole other topic.
Well, I agree with you on that. But up until this plan, you had no interest in golf, from what I read.
Yeah, you know, but I mean, nobody has an interest in golf until they actually get out there and start doing it. So it was somewhat of a, you know, a toss of a coin whether or not I'd like it. But I had a feeling I would love it, and I started doing it, and I really do love it. But the secondary was going to be learning how to play the drums, do something musical, and be the next Keith Moon.
Oh, I could have taught you that. I know how to play the drums. That wouldn't take 10,000 hours. It'd take about 1,000 hours, a few Bud Lights, and a good drum instructor. No problem there. Dan McLaughlin.
Now you sound like a golf coach.
I know. Dan McLaughlin joining us, man with the plan, the danplan.com. Check it out. He's trying to become a pro golfer from scratch, or at least a scratch golfer from scratch in 10,000 hours. What else did this Gladwell book say about the concept of, hey, if you really put your shoulder and your mind to anything in 10,000 hours, you can become an expert? Was there more to it than just what I'm thinking?
Yeah, I mean, the idea, it's kind of a misconstrued concept. People have taken what I'm doing and attributed to Gladwell, but that was just one of many novels that I read about the idea of deliberate practice.
Right.
And all of them came back to the research of this guy, Dr. K. Anders Ericsson at Florida State University. He's been researching since 1979 this field. And basically the idea is that it's not just 10,000 hours of going out there and just mindlessly hitting balls or putting.
Yep.
You have to constantly work on your weaknesses. And by necessity, it's not fun. So you go out, and whatever your weakest part of your game is that day, that's what you need to work on for 6 hours. And when you're freshest in the morning, you really have to grind out your flaws.
Right.
So if you're always working on what you're weak at, then you're constantly growing and you know, pushing forward towards your goals, where a lot of people just want to go to the driving range and hit their best shot over
yeah.
and over, and that's not actually pushing you or making you a better player.
Let's say after 10,000 hours, you're not a pro, but by golly, you're a genuine scratch handicap that can break par on your home course 3 out of 10 tries. Will you declare success, plant a flag, write the book, option the movie deal, and go on with your life? Or are you going to say, hey, I got another 10,000 hours. Let's get nuts.
I'm in it for the long haul. This is a personal quest and a personal journey. So 10,000 is just an abstract number that I'm shooting for, and I'm going to get at least there. And then at that point, that's when you kind of reassess and see what else I need to do if I'm not to the level I want to be at, or you know, revel in the fact that I've made it. So I'm going to make it there. And you know, if it takes 20 years and I make it on the senior tour, then that's just what's going to happen, but that's the ultimate goal, so that's what I'm going to stick to.
Well, very good. Well, good luck to you, Dan. Pleasure to talk to you. Sorry to drag you away from your diligent work for 10 minutes. Back to the chipping green for you, son.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for chatting, and it's been a pleasure.
All right, very good. Dan McLaughlin of the Dan Plan on his way to being, if not a professional golfer, one heck of a tough 5 handicap with 10,000 grueling hours of golf practice under his belt.